There we go. That's recording now, yes. And I'm posting every time those teachings and so many other things on this website that Dove gave you, laurentelielevy.com. A lot of wonderful things there, especially the you know, they are dedicated to the messages we received from Spirit and to the teachings as well that we're sharing. So there's a whole bunch of archives with a lot of teachings from Regina and Laurent, a lot of the famous Spirit Speaks. You remember this one? It's wonderful live conversation with Spirit and the teachings of that. And all of my teachings, all of the Thursdays, since the beginning, actually. I think they're all here. I think so. Yeah, I think we did that. Hi, Cynthia. And yeah, so each of my teachings are being recorded over there. I share at 2:30. Yes, you are. Yes, yeah, well, yeah. Is that indeed wonderful Thursdays? As I'm opening the NTI book at... We started last week. It was a wonderful teaching, wasn't it, last week? It was great. I heard it again. It was very, very helpful on the Corinthian, on the book of 1 Corinthians, with the Holy Spirit teaching us to become an empty shell. And why? Well, we will then continue. I remember last Thursday, with Cynthia and all of us, we went very deep into the revolver side of the path, right? Into the detachment from the thinking and seeing what was up in the thinking. In the thinking mind, there's a thought. The thought is I, that thinks it is us, that mistakes it is us. And we are mistaking this thought for who we are. So this is why we have all the problems in the world. And this is why we have a world, by the way, to start with. For, again, the world is nothing more than the projection of the illusory part of our mind, which believes in separation. Okay? Not only the mind is deluded, but it's only a little part of the mind. Like right now, as I'm speaking to you, I see like a great circle of light, full of light. That would be the mind of the sun, right? The mind of the sonship, or the mind of God, actually, the mind of us, really. And there's a little ball within it, a little bubble, a little darkened bubble. Okay. A little darkened bubble, that is a seeming veil, that is that little part of our mind which is actually dreaming of separation, is fearful, and then projects a world, as the Course says, the world is here to, the world of form, for the ego, is here to help us hide, help us project what we don't want to see inside. Okay. We learn through NTI, through all the messages from the inner teacher and from our heart, really, that there's no world and that everything that I'm seeing outside is a picture of what I don't want to see inside. Okay, because if I wanted to see it, I wouldn't predict the whole thing. Yeah, it is probably Nick. Sure it is. Now, what we are understanding here in that book of 1 Corinthians in NTI is that listening to the thinking mind creates the world that we see. Stop to listen to the thinking mind does not continue to create the experience and the world we see. But on the other hand, on the contrary, it lets go of it. This reminds me of a message from Ramana, which was great. A message from the inner Ramana about the making of the script. You know, the making of the script. How am I making the script? Well, I'm making the script by listening to the thinking mind. For every time I listen to the thinking mind and its reasoning, I'm actually listening to my desire not to know myself. Okay. So, what I suggest is that we go within, and I invite all of you to give this hour and a half, this hour and 15 minutes now, to the Holy Spirit, to our true desire, and the clarity that comes with our true desire, so that we all get closer to the realization that we're innocent. So I'm going to close my eyes. Go to my heart. There's a little something that I'm doing going to my heart that I will share with you. I think I did already, but it's very short and very good, because we can do that all day long, and it's very good. It's a short meditation. I can, you know, a 1 minute meditation. That goes a long time already. In a lot of tradition, you find these three doors to the sacred place of the heart. Three doors that we open one after the other, and then we find the final door. And this is to the secret chamber of the heart. I'm sure you're familiar with a lot of like spiritual teaching, the teachings of the. This is just a lot of things. I was introduced to this one by Dranvalo Melchizedek. I don't know if you're familiar with him. And a lot of other teachings are going into the sacred place of the heart. A lot of native teachings, native spiritualities. And lately, since I started with the Holy Spirit, Dranvalo Melchizedek. I don't know if you're familiar with this guy. Totally lovely man who gives, you know, all. He's got a whole bunch of books on the flower of life. Maybe you've heard of this. And anyway, what's been happening for some months now, since I started to share live in Paris, which was actually last January, but since April, May. I find that going into my heart, some ideas and images of meditation would come to me. And they would be meditation that I would have used before in the other teachings that I would follow, the teachings on the I Am, on the flames, right, on other things, on the Merkaba, on the body of light, on the light bodies and all that, which has really nothing to do, in essence, with the Course in Miracles. The cool thing is that once we are one with our true desire, and that we notice that many times, Monica, is that all teachings, when I'm seeing them through the lens of spirit, all teachings are one, are the same teaching. And that is such a comforting thought. So I let go of self-doubt through teaching. Here's a little nice wink for Dove and for the room, for SEM Gather, which diminishes self-doubt through the sharing, through the teaching. And I just let myself, you know, speak out the images and the meditations that I've already known. But the good thing is that I really let Holy Spirit take them and bring them whenever He wants, wherever He wants. And this is always lovely. Those meditations are great. I realize, by the way, more and more that working with the body is an amazing thing. Is very appropriate. When I was listening. When I was studying the Course with ego at the beginning, I still have ego now, but at the beginning it was very fierce. I was filled with worries. I was filled with rules, and I was filled with guilt. So, everything that, that had to do with the world and had to do with the bodies was very much a projection of guilt for me. I just didn't like it. I was actually even guilty to enjoy anything in the world, or anything in the world would be bathed in my projection of guilt, in my own guilt, in my own judgment of self. Slowly, I let go of the way I studied the course. I got introduced to Regina, to NTI, to our messages, which really relaxed a little bit the whole thing. NTI has this loving and sweet touch to the path that I love very much. And then parallel to that, I was also studying the way of mastery with Regina, by the way. The way of mastery. Something here that I... there's this vibration in Jeshura through JM that, for me at least, seems to bring the whole teaching, the whole creative business, in the body and in the world. Okay? And then, also I would have the Ramana thing lurking in my mind for 5 years now anyway. So when it arrived to knock at the door, the inner door of Regina, it was like, poof, for me it was an amazing thing. And it's like if I'm, juggling, balancing on these four paths. Okay. The other day we talked about that with Stephanie. You know, I'm here in Canada giving workshops. I spent actually 10 days with JM, translating for him in south of France. I mentioned that to you also. It was a wonderful change for me. Actually, it was a wonderful confirmation that the teacher, which is Jeshua, was so present in me 4 years ago, and up till now, of course, that it allowed me to say yes to the world and yes to the body. This was very difficult for me, because studying the course and even studying our messages, there was a lot of the ego in me was fierce and was definitely judging the body, judging the whole experience of the body. It was just mind thing and let go of just the mind and the thoughts, understand where it's coming from, see the separation device and just let it go. Now, in what I just said, what I forgot, what I noticed that many of us forget, is that the body is very neutral. We definitely identified to it. Our identity is like stuck on it. But I'm hearing my echo in the other room because Stephanie is listening to me there. Maybe you can close the door, dear. That'll be lovely. Thank you. Yes, the body is neutral, I said, but the body is an instrument, is a device. And just like every other device, it is a teaching device. It teaches my previous choice of teacher. Who am I going to listen to, the ego or the Holy Spirit? So obviously, filled with guilt and the whole thing, I would definitely, the body now became, and the whole thing in the world, but especially through the body, which is the central element in my universe, would be used as a separation device. And slowly I would forget what I knew before, what I was taught from within, from Jeshua, from within, that the body is neutral, but it can be used as a union device, as a glory device, not to glorify the body, but to glorify who I am, truly. And the body becomes the temple of the extension of the love of God in the world. Okay? And I see inside of me, and maybe many of us, there's this fine line with judgment and fear of, wow, this is very dangerous, this is an ego thing, to have this body extend the love of God. Not at all. It's a thought materialized. Let me use this device to give it to the Holy Spirit. When I give it to the Holy Spirit, all I see is light. All I see just like the Holy Spirit sees. The body itself becomes actually light. So why I'm saying all this is just to share that there's been a shift of acceptance within me that doing stuff with the body is good, actually. What I'm saying is good, using breath meditation, using light meditation, using, I don't know, sport, whatever it is, especially when you give that. Not to make that, of course, as a separation device, like I do that, you don't do that, no. But as when I give everything to the Holy Spirit, I'm very guided to do stuff with the body, to eat a certain way, to work a certain way. And that might not be the same way for everybody, but I see that the body is used for my learning device. The Holy Spirit uses my body to get his message clearer and clearer, to get me actually to be a clearer and clearer channel of myself, of my true self, of the love of God and of the light that we are. Okay, so the idea of using, of letting, okay, let's say, to let the body be used by the Holy Spirit. Okay, yes, it's lovely. It's lovely because when I was studying the course and even the messages after, it was not either in the course or the messages. It was just in my ego projecting. There was this whole thing with the illusion this and the illusion that, and underneath there was an illusion equals bad. Illusion equals guilt. But again, what we made are just images. And we realize that once I get a hold on the glasses of the Holy Spirit, but nothing is as it seemed to be before. The same paradox we find in sentences like, only God is real. Okay. Then, the world is an illusion. And then, the world is God. This tricks a little bit within, right? But actually, when we live it as an experience, this is the absolute truth. If God or love or light is all there is, then the world is God, love, and light. But it's true that when I'm staying in the thinking and the conceptual mind, and when I study the whole thing, you know, as an intellectual approach to my path, okay? And that is the Course in Miracles. Not to say anything bad. There is a path there and we all know and appreciate so much. Yes, and as Dove writes it, it's all in the text. God is not absent from any time, place, or state, because there's only God. As an experience, like some, and when I'm saying experience, I really talk about the body. I talk about the feelings, right? I talk about sight. All this, when you give the whole body, the whole thing to the Holy Spirit, your whole experience changes and shifts. To what? First, there seems to be a stage where you go within and you forget and let go of the world. Okay, we go in our own caves and it's a necessary moments, necessary times. Okay. Then we start to listen to the Holy Spirit and realize our essence, our light within. And then, as a third step, when we open our eyes on the world, now our vision has changed. Because what I will see inside of me, I will see outside. Just to make sure that little by little, as I'm looking at my fears, accepting them and offering them, giving them, forgiving them, giving them to the Holy Spirit for him to forgive, I start to let go of my fear of oneness, my fear of sameness, my fear of oneness, and the fact that there's my fear of light, my fear of love, which is the last and the biggest obstacle. The only fear really is the fear of self or love, right? So, and every fear that we let go is a little bit of letting go of that ontological fear, the fear of love, the fear of oneness, the fear of God. Okay. As I'm doing that, my vision gets changed from form to content, and I start to see light. Literally, I start to see light. The Course talks about this. The Course talks about episodes of life. The Course talks about edges of light that are nothing else but symbols that true vision is on its way. Ramana says, don't listen to the thinking mind, and you will literally see the world fade from sight. But something will be left when those images start to fade. What will be left will be the light. All there is. Sorry for the call. Okay, so the whole idea was that I've been using the body as a separation device. Identifying with this body is making the body a separation device, is really declaring to the mind of the sonship, separation did occur, okay? Like we won against God. Okay, and this is to be very vigilant, this is how we use the body as a separation device. But it can be used as a union device, as a communication of oneness device. And this is where I start to make friends again with the body. Start to breathe differently. Not to breathe because I have to breathe because at some point, as I'm breathing, I want to feel that I am being breathed. As I'm walking consciously, I want to shift to the perception or the realization that I am being walked. It's the whole idea of aligning whatever I'm doing during the day, aligning it with my true desire, so that it becomes a road, a highway. First of all, it becomes like a little ways, a little tricky way, and then the way gets a little wider and wider in the forest. And the more we forgive, meaning the more we look, the more we accept, the more we rest instead of thinking, the more we trust, the more our inner pipes are getting cleansed, declogged by the light that is running through. That's what we're doing here at ACN Gather, right, Monica? That's what we're doing. Just opening my mouth and sharing whatever comes. Now, there's many ways of seeing that. At the end of the day, what I'm really doing, I'm allowing more and more myself to look at my fears and let go of them more and more, or detach from them, and create a space between my fear and me. Because if I can be aware of my fears, then I'm not totally my fears, right? So, in whatever form they take, right? So what I want is to use ACM Gather and my body to create a space between, a stepping back, which creates a space between me and my body. Or if you prefer, me and my personality. We know that the whole thing happens in the mind, but here we have the experience. I get my body, I get my hands, gestures now, moving around because I'm a little freer than I was 2 years ago on Pal Talk. I have less and less tension in my stomach. I have less and less doubts about what I'm going to say, but when I do, I say, here's this doubt again. So I look at it. And when I look at it, I'm detaching from it. And the one who's doing the teaching is the space between me and Laurent. That's what we're doing here on ACM Gather. But then that's what we can do in every single minute of our lives, of our days. What I want is to look at the person that I think I am without judging it. Slowly but surely, I will create a space. I will take more the observer seat. And more, I will welcome the light that I am, the light of self, to shine through this very body, to shine through this personality, but to let it, the light, do its things. Because I don't really know. All I'm asked is to look, to rest, to accept, and to trust. That's actually what forgiveness does, right, in the Course? It merely looks, waits, and judges not. It rests, it accepts, and it trusts that the correction is on its way. But once the correction arrives, all of me, like the song says, you know, all of me, meaning all that I've projected, which is very neutral, has a new purpose, has the purpose of atonement. Now, I've identified myself with the body. So the body is totally the outside picture of my inner wish of being separate. Until I say no more. Until I say, nah, that's not what I want. What I want is to let go of the experience of separation. I remember the words of Spirit when he said earlier in the messages we received with Regina, you let go of fear, you let go of personality. You let go of personality, you let go of fear. And also he said, you let go of the experience at the level of, let's call it the level of leaf. When you do that consciously, you let go as well a little bit of the root and the trunk of the tree itself. So what we want is to have a totally vertical experience. We have the word, the saying, to walk one's talk. That's what we want. So what is it actually to walk one's talk? It's to let Holy Spirit do the healing and walk with his body. I want to give him what I made, including the body, including my eating, my dressing, my gestures. How? By remembering what I want. And through detaching and bringing love to ancient hates, I let the Holy Spirit and the light mold the separation device that I've projected into a communication device, a union device, a love device, a remembrance device. And when you get acquainted with this, what we just talked about, there's nothing wrong anymore with the body. This for me was a great help. So now, again, I was just introducing some minutes ago the idea of doing a little meditation and the idea that I was projecting guilt, projecting judgment onto meditation because they were not the course, right? Well, actually, now I'm very happy to let myself breathe again a little bit and use all that I've known before, because I know that now that in the world of relativity, in everything that I've learned up till now, even if it's not like totally about oneness, it's okay. I will give it gladly to the Holy Spirit and it will be used. It's like everything is used here. If the Holy Spirit can use an accident, right? A car accident, to realize that, wow, this is the best event of my life because thanks to this, it allowed me to do this and do that and remember and awaken and listen to my soul and become a great master, you know, and on and on. If he can translate, reinterpret a car accident, we can definitely reinterpret teaching about the light body, teachings about the rays of light, teachings about, I don't know, about the light within the body, about the breathing. He can reinterpret sport. He can reinterpret Tai Chi. He can reinterpret soccer. Everything, when given to spirit, becomes a highway. The more I give things, the more my life becomes a highway for the light to shine through this, my making, my device, the one I projected out of fear. But since everything is neutral, and we have this amazing power, that amazing power we have is the power of choice, is the power of interpretation. And where we are today is really the power of willingness to desire an interpreter or another. And the more I give all of my life obviously including my body and my sensory experience, my whole life becomes a highway for my awakening and the awakening of the others, of everybody. But it really becomes, my body becomes that very means by which I will awaken. True that Ramana Maharshi died of a cancer. True that what we want is peace that goes beyond all understanding, meaning beyond anything that happens in form. That's true. My experience is that when I'm not attached to any effect that the light might have, the body becomes invested by a more and more subtle and dancing wave of life that allows everything that the body does to be much more fluid. That's what happiness does. When I'm becoming more and more happy, my cells become happy, my knees become happy, my eating habits become happy. You know, you are becoming the memory of joy and happiness. Now, this will definitely transpire in my whole universe, in my whole world. Not only in what I see, but in the instrument with which I see. So, all that I think is very helpful, because it was very helpful for me to remember that there's nothing wrong with the body, and there's nothing wrong with embracing the reality of Christ and the reality of Holy Spirit right here in my cells. It actually, you know, before I had like a conference or a workshop, I would do some breathing exercises. I would do some light exercise, some stuff like that I really picked up on the way, you know, to 3, 4, 5 years ago. But I wouldn't feel very comfortable. I would do it quickly with a quick judgment that I would deny. I would still do it because it would put me into some kind of a resting state. I would feel pretty centered. Instead of in my head, this is body. Instead of in my head, I would feel either in my chest or in my belly or in my feet. Being in my feet or in the lower base of my body, in the base chakra, for example, in the root chakra, would really ground me and would allow me to put less mind, less thinking, more breathing. And I would truly become like a cup, a welcoming cup for the light of spirit to come, and my teachings would be better and better. Because I would allow this flow. Now, how did I do it? How did I do that? By allowing myself to embrace my body with love, and by a little exercise, by a little routine. And we all have little routines. So today, let's embrace the fact that there's nothing wrong with any routine, and that the Holy Spirit uses them big time. And today we're talking about the body. So the breathing is great, the imagining the light is very great. And as I was saying earlier, now the teaching is actually well on its way for today. And that's lovely, because it's very helpful to let go of any guilt or any attachment to rules or anything like that, as we advance in the world with this body. Okay, in NTI, the Holy Spirit says, you know, give me our body and look at what I do with it. This is NTI. Look at what I do with it. And a lot of NTI talks a lot about the light as well. Your brothers and sisters will come to you because they will be attracted by the light that they will see. Physically, it's not truly physical. We know this. There's only mind. But if the outside is a picture of the inside, then if the inside changes, the outside will change as well. That, of course, is up to the Holy Spirit. But there's a feeling aspect to everything that I just told you that got much deeper inside of me than it would have been a year ago, than it was a year ago. The other day we were listening with Stephanie to some tapes of CDs of Way of Mastery by JM. Let me get a sip of tea here. I don't know if, are you guys familiar with Way of Mastery? I know that Dove is. But are you at all familiar with the Way of Mastery? Which is quite a powerful teaching from Jeshua. And we actually talked about it like some years ago with Regina when I met her. You know, my personality, my mind likes to bridge things. Maybe out of fear, but then it likes to bridge things. And this bridging idea is really taken by spirit, and it's a wonderful device because it like I want to see that everything is one, right? Now, everything is the same. When I go there through thinking, that thing gets to be a separation device because there's a personal will who wants to you know, like do it himself. When I let spirit do it, the bridging is automatic, and all the teachings are one. But when we were talking about this with Regina, we saw some, I don't know, I like to see some continuation, some evolution, complementary teachings. Okay, they go well one with the other, and the other maybe brings the one of before a little further. Now, this is of course to be taken with a grain of salt because this only has to do with my perception of it. But then I just want to share you, because I had this idea, this little picture that Stephanie drew to me the other day in a workshop that we gave here in Canada, and she drew a body, right? A person. On the head was written ACIM. On the heart was written NTI. And on the body, I think was the belly, signifying the body, was written Way of Mastery. And I really like this. I don't know if that talks to you guys at all, but it talks to me. It talks to me, the idea of there's a whole energy in the Way of Mastery to embrace through the breathing, to embrace the forgiveness in my cells. You know, in NTI is to embrace, it's the same teaching, the three of them are the same teaching, the same concepts, of course, of why separation and the illusion and stuff. NTI brings it to me in my heart, which is key. It brings it to me in my heart, this spiraling staircase on which the Holy Spirit takes us is really the spiraling staircase of my heart. And right now, as I'm talking to you, my hand is at the center of my chest, right? The heart chakra, actually. What is my birthday lesson? 279. We don't have a course here, do we? Yeah, I mean, I'm sure Stephanie does. Well, yeah, it was not too long ago. It was 2 days ago. Would you write it for me, Claudette? That would be nice. Saying hi to Christian and you again. But do you like the idea of, I don't know, but to me it was very nice. Like ACIM, the concept thing. Got it in French only. Okay, so it wouldn't be for everybody then. And NTI, opening my heart, and Way of Mastery, allowing that this whole thing, this whole ideas of separation, ideas of atonement in my body. I think that the course is coming right now. Oops. Thank you. That's my birthday lesson. Thank you, Steph. I'm going to read for you the lesson 279, which is my birthday lesson. Okay? In English. Creation's freedom promises my own. The end of dreams is promised me because God's Son is not abandoned by His love. Only in dreams is there a time when He appears to be in prison and awaits a future freedom, if it be at all. Yet, in reality, his dreams are gone, with truth established in their place. And now is freedom his already. I like that. Should I wait in chains, which have been severed for release, when God is offering me freedom now? We can ponder on this question. Should I wait in chains, which I have been severed for release, when God is offering me freedom now? Second paragraph. I will accept your promises today and give my faith to them. My Father loves the Son, whom he created as his own. Would you withhold the gifts you gave to me? Spirit says, No, I wouldn't withhold the gifts I gave to you. No, would you? The gifts you gave to me. No. My Father would not withhold the gifts he gave to me. The power of being myself, the power of creating, which the Course calls the power of making, the power of thought, the power of thinking. Thank you, Christian, and thank you, Claudette. Now, since we're talking about the power of thinking, this is a great way NTI puts it. Thank you, Monica. It's a great way NTI puts it. It says that your power is the power of thought. Now, don't take it badly, right? Because you created the whole thing with it. It's wonderful to see that you've created it, so you can choose again. You can create anew. Now, are we truly creating anew, or are we letting the Holy Spirit have us rise up in vibration so that we can see the same creation from a different facet of the diamond we are? There's this whole idea about creation. I still have my own power of thinking. Look at what I did with it. It's not a little thing. And this is the way Spirit likes to do it. Like, take back your power. See the amazingness of freedom that you have to create such a thing as the world. I thank you, he says in NTI Roman. I thank you for this creation. Now you don't want it anymore. Let's move somewhere else. But first of all, let's not be guilty about the whole thing. I'm feeling to read from NTI Corinthians chapter 10. Okay? Page 298. So very briefly, after like 7 hours of talking, I was just promising you a 1 minute meditation that would put you in the secret chamber of your heart, that would have you go through the three doors to finally open the fourth one. Why don't we do that now? We can do that now. Give the rest of the teaching, the rest of the hour, to the Holy Spirit for NTI Corinthians. Are you okay with this? Okay, well, I am. So I invite you to close your eyes. And now, with the experience of the body, I experience, just like you guys, I experience my consciousness as a ball that is behind my eyes. As a ball, an aware ball of seeing that is beyond my eyes. Okay. I will breathe a little bit. It might take a little more than 1 minute now, I see. I will breathe a little bit in this ball to be aware of it, to have it tingle on the other side of my eyes. It's like if I'm breathing from the outside, the air, from through my eyes to the ball. As I breathe in, I take the light from my viewing to the viewer itself, that ball that sees. Okay. As I'm breathing out, I let this ball become more and more dense, more and more present in my awareness. Let's do two breaths like that. I breathe in through the eyes, and I breathe, as I breathe out, that ball that does the seeing, that ball of awareness that sees all through the day, through my eyes, becomes bigger and bigger. Actually denser and denser and more present in my awareness. Another breath. Okay. Now, I will stay connected with that ball now, that ball of light and awareness, and I will start to drop it. Drop it down to the mouth and to the throat. Okay? Now we have the ball of awareness in the throat. You can feel some temperature changing, by the way. In the throat. I let it pass through the throat slowly. Now, as I'm identified, a part of myself is identified with this ball of awareness. Right now, I am located in my throat, in the throat of my body. Okay, up till now? Okay, I can breathe in and out from my throat, staying there. Within this ball of awareness, the same thing. So I breathe in the light and breathe out in the ball of awareness, of light, of seeing. Obviously, I don't see a lot because I'm in a pretty dark space. Pretty humid space in my throat. Don't hesitate to see. The more you see details, the more you get into it, the most wonderful will be your experience with it. So we stay a little bit in the throat, okay? If you see that the ball goes up behind the eyes, accept this and drop it down again to the throat. Now, from the throat, I will descend up to the middle of my chest. Go to the left, to the heart, to the physical heart. And now that I'm in a very dark place now, actually, in front of this heart, I stay there and I breathe twice or three times in the ball. I notice that as I breathe out, I start to notice details of where I am in the body. It's a little dark, it's humid, there's no light, but this ball is a little light actually, so I can see a little bit. Now, in that space, there is not that much. What we are asked for now is to enter literally our heart and stay there. We can help ourselves with the breathing. If we are back in the head, no problem, to be accepted. We drop in the throat, a little breath, drop in the center of the chest, and a little left, and then in the heart. Okay. As I'm staying in the heart, I start to breathe a little bit. I don't really see anything, except now the first door will come. The first door is a flower. Let a flower come to you. The more it gets closer to you now, the bigger it is. Okay? See the flower. See all the petals of this flower. See if a few petals have grown a little weak, a little dry, have faded a little bit. See that and get the intention to set the petals straight. When we do that, there's a lot that we do. We won't get into like the intellectual part of it, but a lot is happening when I'm restraightening the petals of this first door, of this first flower, that is going to help me enter into the sacred space of my heart. Are the petals, how are they? Are they white? Are they gray? Are they soft? Can I re-put them all together? If I don't have to put all of them now, because some of them it will take me many times to go down there and clean up the petals whenever they come. When I do this, I'm invited to step inside of the flower. Step inside of the flower. let's go through the let's walk through the flower from the inside. Okay. We have now, with the flower now being behind us, we have now entered the first door to the sacred space, the mystical sacred space of oneness of our hearts. And we can breathe. We can start to feel stuff, by the way, in the body as well. Let's breathe 2 or 3 times those energies. Again, we are this ball of consciousness that has just entered through in the middle of this flower, the center of this flower. Okay. Now we're still invited to stay where we are, welcoming door number 2. Door number 2. Sure, many of you have already noticed what it is. It's a flame. A dancing, bluish type of flame. The flame is cold. And it gets closer and closer to me, so it gets bigger and bigger. I look at the flame. I see the way it dances. Try to get as many details as my awareness would show. Slow dancing, fast dancing. Can I see? Can I not see? Can I smell it? Are there any sounds? What am I feeling? Am I fearful? Am I happy? All of this. Owning the experience of that descent. Okay, now we are invited to move through the flame. Just like we did with the flower, we go through the flame. Again, flame is cold, there's nothing hot or burning at all. It might be, then you'll notice. But I just crossed the flame and walked through with it. How do I feel? Can I still breathe easily? Do I notice a much more quiet mind? Do I notice just a state of no thoughts? Do I feel myself more relaxed? I have just entered the second doorway, the second door to the secret chamber of my heart. And I stay there in gratitude, welcoming the third door, whatever it is. Indeed, the third door is arriving. This time, it's a pearl. A pearl, a lovely, whitish pearl. As it gets closer to me, I see it. What does it look like? What colors are actually reflected in this pearl? Is it more on the blue side, on the pink side, on the greenish side, on the yellow side? Is it just totally white or off-white? What are my feelings? How beautiful is this pearl? Now it gets closer and the pearl like opens itself to welcome me within it. I breathe, and through the breathing I put myself to sit in the pearl. And I breathe. What am I noticing? Does it feel familiar in some way? Is any thought arriving at all? Or is my mind now almost completely clear? What do I notice? The breathing happens in my body, actually. Am I relaxed? Yes. Can I let go? Yes. this third door is having us ready to welcome the fourth and the last doorway. This one is just a door. And as we're sitting down in the pearl, you can see a door coming to greet us. You can see, actually distinguish the light from the other side of the door. The door is closed, but we can see light, light. Whenever we are ready, the angels welcome us to step inside this place, to open ourselves the door. See that light and enter the place. Okay. What do I feel? What am I stepping onto? Is this sand? Is this grass? Does it feel wet? Does it feel dry? Does it feel warm? Do I see things? What's there? Mountains? Sea? A castle? A cave? A cavern? Some flowers? It will change to all of us. All of us will have the experience that our soul wants us to see in this very sacred place that is always open for us all through the day. The important is, how do I feel? How can I breathe? Man, this is so quiet. And it feels, oh, so familiar to me. Personally, it's grass. And I walk with bare feet, and I'm happy. It's all green. Flowers. Mountains, I see. I mean, some long horizon with the sun. It's a very beautiful day. Very vast. As I can feel presences. Friends. Bodies of light. Animals. Anything that goes, that works, that is here. If you don't see anything, there's no problem. You might be feeling it more. Maybe there's an image coming and the mind is saying, no, but I've put this image. I've invented this. So, you've invented the world. Put an image, trust it. Your soul within has put an image through you, or will let you put the image you want to feel comfortable. But know that in this space, you're home. You are one with you, you're vertical with you, transcending all of your lifetime's experience. Many, many, many things to discover in this place. One of them will be a secret chamber, the famous secret chamber of our heart. This is to all of us to hang around in this place, be it sea, sand, grass. You will see some stuff, then go check out. I know in mine there's a castle, and I will enter this castle, and within it will be a certain room where I will feel very, very comfortable. I will feel very much at home. I might even find a friend, a guide, who will take me to a level, a room with a screen. And maybe there will be a screening. Some past adventures that will have me understand such and such and such behavior. And then my Holy Spirit, of course, always reminding me that all of these are ideas in my great mind. This is just to open to the immense surprises and treasures that we'll find in this place. what I'm going to do with it is I'm going to invite you, while we're all there, to join us, for we're one in this place, to join us all together. There's a reunion at the beach, so I hear. Let's go to the beach. Let's sit all together, right? All of us here, in circle, around a fire. Let's sit all around this fire. All of us souls sitting around this fire. The weather is just absolutely perfect. Sun is down. Almost going to. It's still light, but more on those beautiful, I don't know how you call this, sunset. Okay. Now, we are gathering around this fire. This fire is the flame of my heart, is the flame of my true desire. The flame of our true desire, which is really the burning bush of Moses, is the flame. It's a threefold flame, actually, of the divine within us. The colors are blue, pink, and yellow, with some ideas of gold in it. Kind of hard to describe the colors, but this is the whole aura of this triple flame of our heart. We all recognize it, we're all in silence around it. Now let's welcome our guides, our masters, our teachers, the souls that have been with us all this time, through all these lifetimes, with one purpose: awakening to the reality and be the presence of love within the reality of experience. So now the circle is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There are a lot of people now, and it's still very quiet and silent. There's this emotion, there's this feeling, this aura of respect and devotion to the flame of the center, the flame in which everyone here recognize him or herself as his or hers her true identity, the God within. The whole atmosphere sings namaste, smells namaste, feels like namaste, a recognition, a belonging to a certain lineage, a belonging altogether as one in this sacred space of each other, of each one's heart, full of people, full of friends, of souls, of beings, here to remember, here to have us celebrate in silence the flame of true desire, the flame of devotion, that which we really are, the remembrance of this, seeing this remembrance through everyone, through the eyes of everyone, through the eyes of experience still, just the remembrance, just this purpose. Let us stay quiet together, holding hands with our friends, and breathe together as one. Let our heart open And let's breathe the energies of this flame through our heart. I breathe in this devotion, this namaste. I breathe in the Father, Mother, God, the love and the light through my heart. And on my breath, on my out breath, I nourish all of my being, all of the cells of my being with this very energy, with the energy of my identity, the same and only identity that I'm sharing with everyone. It's as though we were building some kind of a cocoon of light and love and true desire around us, still holding hand with everyone. And now, starting now, the out-breath now is a breath of extending the gift of our identity to our friends, to the circle, to our lineage, to the souls that we know, to our true family, to the surrounding, to the beach, to the sea, to the sky, to the earth, to the rocks. Breathing in from the flame, breathing out as an extension of love, an extension of this flame through us, a remembrance of love. We are now using the thought of us incarnated as a soul or a body as a communication device. Communicating our identity to the world as a gratitude, a thankfulness, and a recognition that one we are. That the sky, the sea, the sun, and the stars, the beach is within us, is within our heart. Still breathing our true desire in. To the remembrance that we are sharing one identity, and forms are just a game, just an exploration, a means of extending, communicating the truth that we are always. We're going to let a part of us in this communion, in this fire, in this celebration, in this quiet yet joyful and singing celebration. I'm going to let a part of myself there. And slowly, I will let the other part of myself return. Return. Through desire to my awareness, to my everyday awareness, the one of today. I will let myself come back to this room, to this body. My eyes are still closed. I know that there's a screen, there's a computer screen in front of me. I feel my body is very relaxed. And although I'm here, I still know that a part of me is there, in my heart, through the chamber, to the celebration, to my real family, and to all the souls that I've known. Meaning that I can always use this memory of me, this part of me that is still present there, if I choose not to forget it during the course of my day, and literally put or invite the soul of everyone that I meet to join me there. Chances are they will accept the invitation. I don't even need to tell them. I can just go to my heart, invite their soul, go down there, invite them to the celebration, recognize them there, and see that we're one. Be very grateful and gratitude, whatever the experience on the surface may be. You know, friend, victim, victimizer, parents, people on the path, people not on the path, dog, cats, by the way, nobody dies in truth, so I can find everyone in this place. I can invite everyone. Let's have fun with this. Let's create a new dream, you know, a dream of family, a dream of reunion. Let's use our memory, our breath, our body, to communicate that is really calling us, calling us home. Seeing in the eyes, through the eyes of everyone, to the truth of our own identity. That's the experience we want to have in the flesh. That's the experience. So, my friends, we are now back in here with a part of us still down there. This place is open. It will stay open as long as you wish, as you desire to keep it open. A lot of people get messages from this place. Because Jesus is there, Mary is there, the Buddha is there, your grandfather is there. And you can have conversations. You can have the Holy Spirit there. Now, what I want to do is I'm opening my eyes again to the Pal Talk, to this seeming colder atmosphere, which is only seeming, because now when I look at this room and all these names through the eyes of the remembrance of this ongoing celebration in my heart, it's a whole different room. Already it was quite nice, but now it's a beautiful circle that is here, and I will extend to all of you my desire to recognize my essence. I will extend to all of you the love of my Creator to me, for me, the love that I am, the love that we are. I will extend this now, as I'm doing it now on Pal Talk, using this body, this language, the gestures of my hands, my breath, as a device. Which one? An extension of the atonement. A device of forgiveness. A device of joy. Humility. And yet the remembrance of great power. Of great light. Of great love that goes beyond the earth and the skies. The power of thinking, of the mind we share. The power of remembering the purpose we share. That invites the Christ, that part of us which remembers always the truth of who we are. So my friends, thank you. Thank you to be in my heart. That was wonderful. Thank you, the Holy Spirit, for this meditation. You see how everything can be used. This is just a live example of that idea that I felt to convey to you earlier on. It was a 1 minute meditation. It's like Stephanie says. Well, you know me and time, right? You know me with reading stuff during workshops, right? It's about the same thing. It's just a wonderful, wonderful joy. By the way, Claudette, we're on our way to you. We're on our way to Quebec today. It will take us like 3 hours drive or something. And tomorrow night, we'll have the first, the conference and the workshop Saturday and Sunday. And you see, I'm looking so forward to celebrating each minute of this gathering. I'm sure we will make our home. Now I'm reminded of the words of JM. Make our home in the breathing and see that once everything has been softened, remembrance is just second nature. The words and the concepts of understanding are very, very helpful, but they can always be used as a separation device. Feeling and breathing helps me anchor all these teachings, all this knowledge into a lived experience of extension, into a lived gratitude. And believe me, I'm very good with concepts and I'm very good with the intellect. They're so good that that I tend to stay there and say, yeah, I know all this. This is, yeah, this and that. Well, the ego likes it very much. I found a trap for the ego. Trap, right? The body. The body. The breath. Yes, I did record this. Yeah, I'll put it on my website. It was nice, isn't it? It was very, very nice. You did too. Wonderful. So you can play it. I'll put it on my website. Well, it is this time now. I hope it's been as precious of a time that it was for me. And we can continue to keep on being nourished by these wonderful energies of our souls, of our family, of us, really. Remember the I love us times? Well, they're not over, obviously. And we can always, the doors are open to our hearts. We can really linger out there and breathe there. And this thing of like the ball of consciousness going down, it's really, we use the body as a remembrance device. This is wonderful. To the ego that judges and hates, the spiritual ego, the Course in Miracles student ego, that just hates the body and this and the world and the illusion. The illusion seen through the eyes of spirit is pure love. And we will finish on this note. The illusion, all in the illusion, seen through the eyes of spirit, through the eyes of the heart, through the eyes of love, is pure, unthreatenable love. And Claudette is mentioning the Dean Martin song that I happen to know. And the door is still open to my heart. Very nice. I don't know the rest of the lyrics. Oh well, I'm lying. I must confess that I've cried from loneliness, but the door is still open to my heart. I love you all. You have a wonderful afternoon. Take it away, Monica, to those beautiful Thursdays, okay? All my love goes to you, actually to me. very selfishly, I love you.